Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Ten unconventional style tips. How to go against the grain, go against the crowd whenever you're looking to dress sharp. So guys, in today's podcast, I'm going to go into detail, give you 10 tips, basically how to buck trends, how to do what you want. And each of these, in a sense, is contrarian advice. It's something I have said the exact opposite. And for most men, you probably should actually not follow all of this. And it's not about being outlandish. It's not about basically drawing attention to yourself. It's about being yourself. Because I realize that many times we put out these style rules, we put out these style guidelines is probably a better term for that. And it's more for the guy that's just starting off, for the guy that is looking for structure as he's building his wardrobe, as he's looking to go out there and experiment and become the best dressed man he can be. It really is nice when you have a set of guidelines and rules. But when you realize that you can actually write the rules yourself, that you can control the game, that it is your game, and you have the freedom to do that, when you have those bases, when you have an idea of what you want, it just gives you a lot of power, a lot of ability to be able to send the message you want to send. Now, if you want more, I've got show notes. Go check them out over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode74. But let's go ahead. We're going to dive right into the 10 unconventional style tips. Tip number one. Go out there and make style mistakes. So it's funny, I've got lists of style mistakes that men make, how to avoid these. I've got from 20, I've got 10, I've got 15, I'm sure I've got my 7 deadly. But at the end of the day, if you're not making mistakes, you're not putting yourself out there. You're not going out there and you're not trying. You're not specifically trying something that is new, something that's edgy, something that pushes the envelope. And that's cool to be careful, to always stay within bounds. I mean, I have to admit, in school, I was that kid. I was definitely following the rules, getting good grades. But if you always stay within the lines, you're never actually going to be able to see where the true boundaries are at. Because you may realize when you go push this boundary, oh, wow, everyone says that this is a mistake, but I think it looks good on me. I think this works with my personality. I think this style suits me and I'm going to go with it. So I would say, number one, go out there and make some style mistakes. And when you mess up, whenever it just doesn't turn out very well, that's okay. Pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and keep going forward. Tip number two, don't take your clothing to a tailor. I know, I always say, know the name of your tailor. Make sure that everything should fit. Well, I am saying that make sure everything should fit, but you don't have to always take your clothing to a tailor. You could learn to adjust it yourself. And yes, it is something that a man can pick up a sewing machine, can do some threading himself by hand and actually make the adjustments. Or you could find particular brands that just work for your body type. Now, this is going to take a bit of time. You're going to have to go out there, experiment, try different brands, see what you can find. But it is very possible to be able to find a brand that works for you where you don't really have to make any adjustments. Tip number three, wear white or black whenever you want. So there are some of those older rules out there, like no white after Labor Day, or that black should not be worn with a suit. It's great for a tuxedo, but it's more for formal wear. Well, I'm going to say that if you really like black suits, you really like black clothing in general, that is your style. You've thought through it. You enjoy the reactions that you get. You understand, hey, black is a color. When people see me wearing it, they just perceive me as more aggressive. I oftentimes will feel more aggressive. Then cool. go for it if that's your thing. Now, with some of the rules on white, especially white shirts, they've got a pretty much a free pass in men's formal wear. But when it comes to actually white trousers, white bucks, other things like, you know, white shoes, basically, it is something that a lot of people like, you know, you can wear that in the summer, but probably you don't want to wear that outside. And for practical reasons, that makes sense. When you wear white, it oftentimes sends the signal that, hey, I have, or historically it used to be that you had enough money, you were well enough that you could wear something like this and it would eventually and very quickly be destroyed. Hence why indigo, blue collar clothing was dyed the way it was, because it could deal with stains, it could deal with dirt and rewashing and things like that. It could even be re-dyed. But I think if a man finds certain colors that work for him, whether they be white, whether they be black, whether they be blue, whether they be gray, whether they be a neon color. Now, neon you want to probably be careful with, but the point I'm trying to make here is when you find colors that work for you, and if you like the look and you're confident enough to be able to pull it off, then go ahead. Let's go back to point number one. Go out there and make style mistakes, because you may find that wearing that color isn't a mistake at all for you. It works for your complexion. It works for the message you want to send, and so go for it. Tip number four, long sleeve shirts in the summer. So when it comes to summertime, especially in the United States, everyone thinks, okay, everything's got to be short sleeve. In fact, if the less clothing you can wear, the better. I mean, that's, you're going to be cooler, right? Well, think about that. Well, if you were out walking around naked, would you technically be cooler in the hot sun, in the hot weather? No, you would start to get a sunburn, especially on some parts that maybe haven't seen the sun for a long time. And it would actually be something that, you know, clothing is a necessity because it protects you from the environment, not just the cold, but the heat and some of the very damaging rays of the sun when exposed to over time. So if you're in a hot weather environment, you know, it's not about the short sleeve, but oftentimes it's about being able to cover yourself, wearing something that isn't going to, it's maybe going to be a bit more reflective of the heat. Hence, I like lighter colors, made from material that's going to be breathable. So you want to go for something that's going to be made from a higher tech material. Hence companies like Ministry of Supply I've recommended, but you could maybe find something that's made from a linen, made from a gauze weave cotton, or that's got a ribbed weave. That's why seersucker is so popular. But all of this is going to allow to still maintain a bit of coolness, even though you will probably sweat. But what happens is, because that longer sleeve is going to keep the sun rays basically off of your arms, it's going to do a better job of protecting you, and it's going to allow sweat to do what it does, to go through the material, to evaporate, and to dissipate the heat. So, and I think in general, long sleeves just look better. They, especially for a lot of men that are thin, that are skinny. Another thing you can do with the longer sleeve is you can roll the sleeve. And that right there, I think, is a great look, especially if you're going to be wearing it with tropical weight wool trousers, even with a pair of shorts. You can actually roll those sleeves. I think that's a pretty good look, especially for a picnic or a casual meetup with friends. Now, nothing against polos, nothing against, the right t-shirt, especially that that has a V-neck that's made from a higher quality material. But it is something that I like to see long sleeves occasionally in the summer. Now, speaking of polos, let's go to tip number five, short sleeve polos with a jacket. I think you can pull off. So let's say you do have to wear a jacket for an event, but it's still pretty hot outside. Well, guess what? You could wear an unlined jacket, which a lot of guys don't even know they exist, but they do, and they're very lightweight. They allow a lot of breathing between there. But then you could wear a polo shirt as well that's short sleeve. It has the collar, therefore it works well with the jacket. But what it doesn't have is the sleeves. And it also has usually a knit weave or a type of gauze weave that's going to make it, because a polo, they come out of the sports environment. They were made basically to absorb sweat and then wick it away. But what it does is it gives a more casual look. Now, people, when they see you, you know, from a distance, they may not be able to tell. When they get up close, they're going to be able to tell, if they're looking at the details, that this is a polo shirt. But that's perfectly fine. I think for summer wear, or if you're in a hot environment, and maybe it's even in the winter, you could still wear a short sleeve polo under a jacket. I really like this look. And you can even pull this off, especially if you've got a very high quality polo. You could even wear this with a casual suit. Tip number six, using electric disposable razors, cartridge razors. I know there is a huge trend, and I love it, for the straight razor and for the safety razor. I do think that in the last 30 years, we made a really big shift to cartridge razors that wasn't necessary for a lot of men out there. They're just simply going to get a better shave with a straight razor or with a safety razor, but not everyone is going to need those, or not all situations are going to call for it. I'm a big fan of a man going out there and trying all of the various types of razors, finding what he needs, what works for him, and then just simply having them available. Having done this myself, I've tried many, many disposables, and I find that there are certain brands that work for me that I'm happy with. And why I like the disposable, well, if I have visitors coming over to my house and they forget their shaving kit, I've got a pack of disposable razors, which I give them, I don't want back, and they are welcome to take with them. If I'm going to be going out camping or I'm going to be going in an environment which, yeah, I'll probably use it maybe once or twice, and then I'll want to throw it away maybe before I come back, or if I'm going to be traveling with a bag that, hey, may, you know, going to the gym, I often carry disposables because I figure, hey, if someone steals my gym bag, I don't want to lose one of my really nice razors. In addition, it's just something that oftentimes stays not being used. It sits in the, you know, in my gym bag. Maybe I won't, you know, I'll be traveling and I won't be using that gym, particular gym bag for 2 to 3 weeks. Well, in that case, I want to have access to the razors that I normally use, which the ones I enjoy more, and I've got the disposable there. When it comes to electric razors, I like if I'm traveling, I've got one in my truck. So if I'm heading to an event and for some reason I don't have time to shave, I forget to shave, I can always pull out that electric razors. So for me, convenience with electric razors, cartridge razors, I love them whenever I'm traveling. Having spent a lot of time on the road, I find that a safety razor or a straight razor I can't take with me as a carry-on with my luggage. So for all of those reasons, I think that a man should have a variety of razors despite what the current trends are telling you that you should be shaving with. Tip number 7, dress for yourself. Now, a lot of times I say always dress for the message, dress for the man you know yourself to be, dress for, and this kind of falls within it, but a lot of guys, they get confused when they hear about, okay, I need to dress for this particular, you know, I want to dress to fit in, or I want to dress in a manner that no one's going to look at me. I think you should be able to figure out and do try to do this in your 20s or 30s, but if you're in your 50s, hey, take the time. Take a step back and think about who are you and what do you want to represent? Dress for that man, because then all of a sudden you have the courage to be the best dressed man in the room. And when you start dressing for yourself, it just feels good. When people ask you, oh, well, why are you so dressed up? I'm like, well, you can joke around with them. You can tell them, well, I'm dressed up for you. Or you can just say, you know, I just simply like to dress well. I enjoy, you can tell them about the clothing. I find that clothing is something for a lot of men they simply enjoy. So don't be afraid to dress for yourself. Tip number 8, formal with informal matching. So dress shoes with jeans, a suit vest with a casual button-down shirt, a jacket with a denim shirt. Guys, you can mix, and I'm not talking about top hats with shorts. No, that's maybe a little bit extreme. That's not what I meant here. And you can argue, yes, formal clothing is technically black tie or actually white tie. But I'm not going to, you know, what I mean is the more common usage of formal and informal. Formal being suits, informal being casual wear that people wear around town. I do think that you can mix some of this and you can have some interesting combinations, a little bit of contrast in your wardrobe. Again, this goes back to going out there making style mistakes, because you may find, hey, I probably shouldn't have worn those black dress shoes with those light colored jeans. But maybe you find wearing those dark colored jeans that have a very strong indigo color with those dark brown, actually monk straps looked really good. And that's a combination that you can pull off again and again. Tip number 9. Create a uniform. So I do believe once a man finds things that work for him, certain looks, there's nothing wrong with repeating that look again and again. I'm not saying buying the exact same shirt, exact same trousers, exact same shoes, and having 5 to 10 pairs of them and just wearing that again and again. But I am saying you could go with just slight variations of those. I know for me, the dark colored, in, you know, basically the navy button-down shirt. This is my uniform shirt. This is something, if I can't think of what to wear, or I'm not filming a video, I'm simply going to wear this into the office. I'll wear it while I'm at the office, if I got to run errands around town. It's a very easy go-to. It works for me as a father of four kids. With my young kids, I never want to be in a position where when my daughter comes running up to me, that I don't pick her up because she has dirty hands. I just figured, hey, I'm going to wear dark colored clothing at this phase of my life so that I can just pick her up the same. I wear usually dark colored jeans. With, you know, while I talked about, you know, I practice what I preach. I go with those indigos. But I also have a number of pair of khaki shorts, which are all stain resistant. Again, it kind of goes back to this point I'm in my life. When it comes to shoes, I love my double monk straps. I love my brogues. I don't really have, and I know I've got, I do have somewhere a pair of Balmoral black Oxfords. I just simply never wear them because I find that I'm rarely wearing a dark colored suit trying to look ultra formal, unless I have a funeral to attend or unless it, you know, I just simply don't have those meetings anymore. But casual suits, most likely sports jackets and jeans with dress boots, those are some of my go-to uniforms. And I'll change out my jackets here or there. I'll change out my shirts here or there. But really a lot of that stays the same and it really makes dressing for any event easy. Tip number 10, always be the best dressed man in the room and have the courage to be the best dressed man in the room. Now, a lot of people, a lot of the rules talk about not outdressing your boss, not, you know, in a sense being, you know, not standing out too much. You don't want to look like a costume character. That's not what I'm talking about. But I am talking about getting back to knowing who you are, dressing for yourself, and never be afraid. If you really like to send a strong message, you like to be a sharp dressed guy, then in that case, yeah, maybe you will be outdressing your boss. Don't let the environment around you totally dictate the way you dress. Now, I am going to say that, hey, if you've got a specific job that has a uniform, yes, you've got to pay attention to that. You're not going to be, you know, wearing, you know, if you're a police officer, you're a fireman, you have a uniform, but you can pay attention to the fit of that uniform. You can pay attention to the cleanliness, to the way that that uniform is pressed, to the way that uniform is presented so that you can always be the best dressed man. So guys, those are my 10 unconventional style tips going against the grain. I highly, you know, I want you to go check out those the notes. So I'm going to link over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode 74, where I will go into a lot more detail than what I talked about here in the podcast. And of course, we'll have a video that we put out that's very similar to this. And by the way, I didn't talk about them here, but the original sponsor was a company called Original Grain. I love their watches. Definitely check them out. They've got their, from their Chrono collection to their Barrow collection, their Classic, their Minimalist collection, which is actually my favorite collection. And really, if you're a baseball fan, you should go check out their Major League Baseball Reclaimed series. So they took seats from different venues and then they added it because Original Grain is about mixing wood with metal into these really unique, unconventional watches. Hence why I created this content to work with them. I just thought it was a very nice combination. And I've always got a discount code, which if you're not familiar with, just use code RMRS over there. You always get 20% off. Well, I don't know always because eventually they may kill that code, but I always try to bring you guys some pretty good deals and things like that. So guys, hopefully you're enjoying the podcast. If you haven't been over to iTunes, please go over there and make sure and leave a review. Or if you're on Stitcher, if you're on SoundCloud, definitely maybe give us some stars or some thumbs up, that kind of stuff. But appreciate you guys listening. Take care. See you in the next podcast. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.